could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm so proud to welcome Mickey St. Germain. Mickey, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Dr. Iris.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us today, and I'd like our listeners to learn a little bit about you. So Mickey St. Germain holds a black belt in Kempo Karate and has taught women's self-defense for over 20 years. Her main focus and passion is to teach any woman of any age simple techniques that she can use to defend herself. Mickey became a life coach through Shad Helmstetter 15 years ago. She truly believes having the tools to grow emotionally is just as empowering as the self-defense itself. Mickey's a down-to-earth gal who teaches her classes and seminars as if friends were having coffee. She has a new book, and her new book is called Got Baggage, and she says that it's the first of a series that she intends to write based on real-life experiences. It contains stories of the past and the way she overcame some of the most difficult times in her life. She wrote Got Baggage with the hopes that her stories would help others deal with similar situations and know they're not alone and there's always a choice to be happy. Mickey has a philosophy as a speaker to let go of the past and stay inspired each day to live in the present and create your own future. Mickey, I absolutely love that. And I know the topic or the title of your show you picked is, Hey, Got Baggage? What do you choose to carry with you every day? And that is an absolute mouthful. So before we get into how you got this book going and you got the title and all, I'd love for you to share with us what made you decide to teach martial arts for 20 years? What was your actual attraction to that field of martial arts?
I had just relocated to California, and that time in my life, I was kind of seeking and looking for something for myself. Yeah, and I happened to walk past a karate studio. And of course, you know, the unknown can be very scary, especially martial arts for a female. And I just felt very welcomed. I went in, I had an opportunity to take a couple free classes. And I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a try. Well, as I went forward with it, and I just kind of moved up within the ranks and studied and learned. And it offered so much more than just the average kicking and punching. I learned how to build my own self-esteem. I learned how to be more aware of my surroundings. I kind of grew as a person. And then I just found, as going through some of the ranks, because martial arts offers different ranks as you kind of excel, you know, in different areas of it, I decided I wanted to teach. And I had the opportunity, as other women were coming in, to kind of share with what I had and what I knew, just because I'd be working out and they would come in. And I just was so grateful that I had that information, that knowledge, that I said, you know, this is something I would really like to do on a regular basis. So I really have a passion for it, and I just feel as though that women of any age should have two things. I always say triple A and some kind of self-defense. So, but they taught you how to be aware and to feel empowered and to grow. And I felt as though being able to share that knowledge was really important to me, to be able to share it with other people.
Sure. Now, do you teach classes presently on martial arts?
I do. I actually will go in and I'll offer different programs in different locations. I've worked with a company that has locations all throughout the country, and I have the opportunity every now and then to go in and offer women's self-defense classes. I'll also actually offer my services to high schools and colleges, because I feel it's so important that even high school girls, especially going into college, you know, this is something they should have, you know, even if it's just the awareness part.
Absolutely, especially what's going on in the world today.
Yeah.
And you, I know from personal experience of family members that you also have worked with the disabled, empowering them with martial arts. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. Anybody can learn these techniques. They are very simple. They're techniques that anybody can do. I've worked with children ages 4 and up. I think the oldest woman I ever had was like 92. Some of also the people that have had disabilities, whether it's been blind, deaf, you know, within wheelchairs, I can teach them just to be aware of their surroundings and how to defend themselves. You know, it's just a matter of kind of just turn, you know, twisting the program so it can work for everyone.
And I think that that's amazing, because I have never heard of anybody that actually worked with the disabled to empower themselves in the martial arts field. So that is quite amazing to me. So Mickey, you decided to become a certified life coach. What was the tie between the work of teaching women self-defense and that bridge of life coaching?
Well, I think what happens is when you have people come in on a regular basis that get to know you, especially as an instructor, they confide in you. And probably, as you know, Dr. Iris, you have clients that come in and they entrust you, because they're allowing you to kind of they're opening up to you and putting themselves in a very vulnerable situation. And, you know, whether it's martial arts or your health, they're entrusting you. And what I came to find is that a lot of people would share some of their own experiences of their past, or the reasons they were taking martial arts, or what they needed, or what was actually happening in their own lives. And a lot of times I would just listen and be a sounding board. And I thought, you know, this just goes so hand in hand, because I have this ability to empower people through martial arts. But then also, I think emotionally, you know, in anything that we do, whether it's martial arts, learning to play the piano, whatever you choose to do, there's always an emotional attachment. So I think to be able to have that ability to share and get beyond the emotional ties and work with people was very appealing to me. And I really wanted to be able to help people in both aspects, whether it was through them physically, through the martial arts, or actually to empower them emotionally.
Wow. And that sounds like such a great tie-in and such a great combination. Now, you told me that you're a certified life coach. What is the difference between a certified life coach and any other life coach?
You know, I can't speak for other people. I know for me personally, I went through Dr. Shad Helmstetter. He actually wrote the book, What Do You Say When You Talk to Yourself? And a number of other series of books. And he speaks all over the world. He's well known. And I just really liked everything he was about. So he had a program that I actually went through and studied through him and worked with him one-on-one, where I had contact with him through email and phone calls, where he just kind of taught me his whole program on how to set up goals for people and ask the appropriate questions and be able to help people find the direction that they wanted to go, depending on what they were looking for in their lives. So I think, for me to honestly answer that question, I just became certified through Shad Helmstetter. But in regards to other ways, I really couldn't give you an honest answer on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nikki, you have come kind of full circle. You've used your martial arts background with your life coaching background. And just recently, you wrote a book and got it published called Got Baggage. And I met you when you first got your book published. So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, it's actually a very funny story. I had this in the back of my mind for quite a few years, and I had kind of played with a lot of different ideas. And my daughter actually lives in Atlanta, so I travel back and forth quite frequently between Atlanta and California. And I just happened to be at LAX, and it was one of those days where it was extremely busy. I mean, more than usual. As you know, LAX can be, you know, quite a challenge.
Yes, we know that.
So as I was there, you know, I'm standing there, and I was going up to the kiosk, you know, where you get your to print out your own ticket. And it wasn't working. And there was a lot of people in front of me. And I thought, well, maybe it was their cards or whatever. So this actually caused us to have to go up to the actual ticket counter. Well, being there is already a line a mile long to get to the ticket counter. Now you have added people that can't even just get a printed out ticket to go. Now, you can actually do it on your phone or print out your ticket prior. But in this case, I just happened to not that day. So I had to go through the kiosk. Well, as we got through there, you could see that people were getting a little more stressed out based on, you know, were they going to make it through security and make it their you know, flight on time. And because it was so busy, there was a lot of people just hustling a little bit faster than usual. And, you know, they would not intentionally, but they would knock into me with their bag, or not just me, but other people. And then I'd watch different scenarios where here we all are in the exact same scenario where we were in a situation that was really kind of out of our control. But, I mean, what are your options? You're either going to go through with your flight or you're going to turn around and go home.
Exactly. Yes.
So, right. So, and it was just amazing to me to watch how everybody dealt with this same situation. And I watched couples and I watched singles and I watched some people where it just didn't bother them. You know, for me, I just kind of observed, and I saw some people get irate. I saw other people get upset. And I thought, you know, this is really interesting, you know, how everyone is really dealing with the exact same situation in such a different way. And then, as I'm looking around, I thought, you know, We all have emotions we take with us every single day. I mean, we choose. I mean, I truly believe that you have the ability to choose however you're going to feel that day according to, you know, what you want. I mean, how you want to deal with things. And I thought, what if everybody, they would just be amazed if they knew that the way they were acting could be seen? And what if everything they were carrying in that bag that they were dragging along or rolling around was their past? You know, what was causing them to deal with this exact same situation, no different, you know, I mean, in the exact same situation, but differently than everybody else? You know, what was actually causing that? So that's what actually started the book, Got Baggage, was to have people think, wow, however I'm expressing myself is what everybody sees every day. It's not on a physical being or a physical plane, but it's an emotional plane that we carry with us every single day.
Yes, so you referred that we carry around our own emotional baggage, which you were just saying. What do you mean by there are times when we carry around other people's emotional baggage?
Oh, you know, we all have a past. You know, I think that's something we can all actually agree on. Every single one of us has a past, whether it's an event that's happened in our life or an opinion that's been thrown at us or something that has transpired that's out of our control. And I think now things that have happened that we are our own choices that we have done or events that we have chose or not chose to do, you know, that's kind of our own emotional baggage, you know, to be able to deal with that. But when you have an event or something that is out of our control, that we actually take in and kind of live it every day as our own reality. It's like someone making an opinion or saying an opinion towards you and you taking it to heart, you know, without actually looking at, okay, where did this opinion come from? You know, is this true? Is this really a true saying? Is this really what they mean? Or is it just because it's what they think? It's what their beliefs are, you know, or an event, you know, what if, you know, for something to happen. For example, you know, I you know, it's in my book, but I grew up in a less favorable environment with my mother. And a lot of the things that were said to me and some of the actions that were done were, I took it to heart. And I think you grow up believing that's who you are based on what people tell you and their actions. So you kind of take on their baggage. And I think it takes a little bit of a time and digging, or as I say, unzip it and then take a look at what you're really carrying around with you. And is this yours, or am I carrying around somebody else's stuff that is I'm taking with me every day and allowing it to come into my future and make the choices that I'm making at that time?
Sure, sure. Mickey, we are about to take a brief break, and we will be back in under a minute to learn more about Mickey's book, Got Baggage.
Thank you so much.
Glad you were able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health. Using cutting-edge technologies, along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm here today with Mickey St. Germain. She is a martial arts expert. She is a certified life coach and has bridged that gap tremendously. And Mickey is an author of the book Got Baggage, and we have just been discussing the book, talking about the way we may be carrying our own emotional baggage and as well carrying others' emotional baggage. So, Mickey, what could someone look for in themselves to see if they are carrying their past into their present?
Well, that is always the biggest question I get asked, because people will say, well, but I've done this and I've done that. And honestly, the only thing I have discovered, you know, again, is that what are you doing over and over and over again and getting the same results? Or what are you doing differently and getting the same results? I think a lot of times as we try to change our environment, or we think if we're in, do something different, we do, you know, we're in a different relationship, or, you know, we try something different. We try to change the outside and we don't have an opportunity to really look in and say, okay, I'm getting the same results. You know, what did Albert Einstein say? Doing the exact same thing and expecting different results is insanity.
Exactly.
But that's okay. We all need a touch of insanity, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
And, for example, I think one of the easiest techniques that someone could take a look at, if I had to, you know, express something within, you know, 2 minutes that, you know, we have to discuss it, I would say, okay, are you reacting or responding? And this is how I've determined, even for myself, you know, I'm always growing as a person too. And there is things that will transpire and I'll go, oh my gosh, I've reacted in a certain way. And let me give you an example. Let's say there was 10 of us and we were all having lunch. And I said, oh, by the way, I'm going, you know, away to the beach. You know, I'm going to be gone for the weekend on vacation. Well, 8 of my friends would be ecstatic and, oh, they love the beach and, you know, that's their favorite place to go. And I may have one friend who all of a sudden becomes extremely angry, and I may have another friend who starts to cry. And now, are they crying because I'm going to the beach? No, I have no idea what's really transpiring, but the reality is maybe the one that is angry was because she has something happened to her that, you know, left a very sad, you know, a situation that left her angry. And, you know, so it creates these feelings where these emotions of anger, where the other friend, maybe she had family or friends that were involved in a boating accident. So anything to do with water or the ocean is very sad. And so is it, you know, is the beach and the fact that I'm going on vacation really the issue? You know, no, those emotions that actually came up is what is their situation or what they're dealing with emotionally from something from the past. So now you have to look at it. So I would say, hey, okay, step back, give it the 10-second rule. Am I responding or am I reacting based on what was just said, or seeing an event or seeing a situation? And then have that ability to actually kind of work it through and then make those choices to make those change. And I think that's how you can grow in little steps.
That is amazing. I like what you just said about taking a step back for 10 seconds and just letting it sort of process.
Yeah.
That is excellent. So, Mickey, if any of our listeners would like to contact you or maybe even get your book, can you share how to reach you, how to contact you?
Sure. You can go to MickeySaintGermain.com, and that's M-I-K-K-I, S like in Sam, T like in Tom, G-E-R-M-A-I-N.com. And that's my website. And that will give you a list of places that I will be either doing book signings or seminars. I have quite a few coming up in 2014 where I'll be traveling. So if anyone that's listening is in those areas, I welcome you to come, and I would love to meet you face to face. To receive my book, you can actually go onto Amazon.com, and it's available in either hard copy or for your Kindle or iPad. But at this point, I'm actually going to offer for the first five people that will go to my website and let me know that they've heard me on Inner Light Radio, I will actually send them a free signed copy. So the first five people that actually do that, I welcome you to go in and let me know that you've had an opportunity and maybe share some of your experiences, and I'll be more than happy to send you out a copy.
Wow, thank you. What a great gift. So I hope you all hear that. The first five people that contact Mickey will get a free book. That's great. So Mickey, I would like to know, the name of my show is called Attitude Adjustment. I always guarantee my listeners two things they can leave with to shift, change their attitude. Can you share from your professional experience two things that our listeners can do to change their attitude?
Okay. Well, first, before I go into that, I wanted to thank you and, first of all, show my gratitude for you having me on as a guest. I didn't take that opportunity in the beginning, Dr. Iris, and I truly believe that gratitude is huge. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for being my friend, and also thank you for just who you are and giving me an opportunity to share my experiences and go forward with other people. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's my joy. It's my joy.
Okay. And I would have to say, what we create? How do we create our day? You know, for example, how you set your day is what you start right from the beginning. I mean, if you have a day where you get out of bed and spill coffee on the front of you and you've already set, oh my gosh, this is going to be a bad day. Well, you've already made a self-fulfilling prophecy where the rest of your day will go that way. How about just going, oh my gosh, you know what? Throw on a scarf, laugh it off, and just move forward knowing that you're just going to make it better. It is what it is. And don't get stuck on one little obstacle to ruin a whole day. So we can create our day. We have the choice, the ability to decide how our day is going to go every day, any day, in any situation. You know, is knowing that you actually have that ability and that to empower yourself with your own way to have your life go and your day.
I love that. And would you like to share one more thing?
Yes. Stay inspired. That is my motto. I always say to people, stay inspired. And that means either you can stay in spirit with your higher power, stay inspired for yourself, whether it's playing with your children, learning a new instrument, go try a new restaurant, take a different way home from work. Do something that creates joy every single day in your life. It doesn't matter. It can be something so simple. And if you take these baby steps to stay inspired for yourself, it makes you a better person, not only for you, but for everybody around you. And you will surprise. I recommend it to everybody. Try something today differently that you would have never thought about doing and stay inspired.
I love that. Now, Mickey, I'm going to just share something with our listeners, if it's okay, along the lines that you've been talking about.
Sure.
So this morning, on Tuesday mornings, I do a Pilates class. And this morning, living in Southern California, it's very foggy in the morning this time of year. So I turned my lights on to go to my Pilates class, right? Uh-huh. And when I got to my Pilates class, I forgot to turn the lights off in my car. My car does not tell me to turn the lights off. So when I got done an hour later with my class, guess what?
Oh.
The battery was dead. And I looked at that and I started chuckling. I'm going, okay, Iris, this is not the first time this has happened. Now I could just be nasty and create this bad day for myself, yes?
Yes.
And I decided, well, no, I'm going to get help. Either I'll call AAA or I will get someone to help me, which I was able to get someone to jump me. And within 5 minutes, I was on the road, and it was like it didn't even happen. Where I think that maybe a while ago in my past, in my life, maybe I would have let it get me upset.
Yeah.
Where now I just said, you know, I'm letting it go.
Yep. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm sorry about your life, but good for you for the way it transpired and how you saw humor in it. I truly believe humor fixes everything.
It really does. So how can we look at the past and use even people have very difficult events happen to them and grow from them?
You know, I think what it is you have to look at it and go, I like to say this, events can either create who you are or you create the event, or I like to call it a mistaken identity. If you let an event actually make who you are, you have created a mistaken identity, because that's not who you are. You know, some of these events maybe are out of our control and we don't have an answer why, or it's just something, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, but you cannot get hung up on it. You have to shake it off. You have to be able to go, okay, you know what? Whatever happened is I have to either move on forward from it. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer depending on the event. I mean, something could happen to me that is, I find not as devastating as, you know, to somebody else. I mean, I can never say to anyone, I know how you feel. I can understand how you feel, because we all deal with things differently. So I would say, you know, with things that happen in your past, you have to kind of look at it and go, okay, what do I want to do with it? And how much time do I want to use? If it's a time where you have to grieve, by all means, grieve and do whatever it takes to move forward from it. But from there, you've got to be able to keep going, because too many people get stuck. I mean, they actually literally get stuck in their own quagmire where they don't allow themselves to move forward. And they use it to go, oh my gosh, I just can't get past this. Yes, you can. You can get past it. You know, you are stronger than you think you are. You know, you just have to believe that in yourself. And don't let other events or don't let things happen that have happened in your life hold you prisoner. We decide that. Things that happen in our past, the only people that keep it alive is us. You know, most of the time it's like, you know, you may tell your friends or your family, but you're not going to thrive on, you know, you're not going to have that conversation every single day. So why would you have that conversation every single day with yourself? You know, what are you saying to yourself every day that is allowing you to hold you prisoner to your past and make those choices to say something different when you start to move forward?
Absolutely. So, Mickey, I know you travel all over the country and you are doing lots of book signings and you do a lot of speaking about your book and sharing. Would you like to share with our listeners, because we only have 2 minutes left of our show, but I would love for you to briefly share one story about maybe some kind of life-changing experience or something that you had, when you were speaking or having a book signing, that someone shared with you. Is there something, one thing that really stands out in your life?
You know, there has been so many events that I have had an opportunity to work with people, and I've had so many people share so many things with me. And just recently, probably not so much within my book signings and my workshops, I always love to see people grow where I can see the light come on and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, and I know that from that moment on, they are able to move forward. I would have to say probably within my martial arts, I have taught quite a few women who have had the opportunity to use what I have taught them and the letters and the emails that I have received saying, thank you so much. You know, I just being aware saved me from a bad situation. So I think to look at it as a whole, I would have to say that it's just I just feel so grateful that I have had an opportunity to touch other people's lives and give them tools so they can move forward in their own. So to pinpoint one story, I would have to say as a whole, I think in a nutshell, everybody has always come back to me and said, oh my gosh, and you know, this changed my life or this made me a better person. And to me, that is priceless. That is absolutely priceless.
Sure. Mickey, I would love to have you back on my show when you write your next book in your series.
Thank you. I would love to come back.
Great. Okay. Well, it's been a treat to have you on our show today. It's been a treat to have Mickey St. Germain with us. You can reach Mickey by going to her website at www.mickeystgermain.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 12th, with Verlaine Crawford, publisher and editor of the Secret Awareness Magazine and marketing consultant at Crawford Marketing Consultants. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And today's quote I'm going to leave, and this was from Mickey. The quote today is from Walt Disney: "Doing the impossible is fun, isn't it?" Everybody have a healthful day, and thank you for being here.
Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.